Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time
to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
Big game to talk about, guys. Big game.
Yeah, well, before we get to the game, do we want to touch on the Omenihu situation?
Well, I think, we're not going to touch on what we have no idea what happened. Terms of what Kyle said today is.
Yes. Specifically,
it looks
that's
like
all I wanted
they
to,
said if he's healthy, he's going to play. Yeah. So, I think that's where we are with it. If his oblique is healthy, he's going to play. If not, we'll see Drake Jackson suit up, I think. So
I still think Drake should suit up, but we'll get into that.
Yeah. Agree. I would like to see him out there. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll let the legal system see what happens. But the Niners for now are saying they're going to do that, and he's going to play if he's healthy.
Yeah,
the update on that,
and that was as of today at Kyle's presser at 11:30.
Yeah, all right, so huge game, and I know that you guys are more confident than I am. Big surprise, I'm the one who's worried. Here's kind of what I think with the Eagles. I think this is going to be a heavyweight fight. I mean, if you ask me, this is the matchup. Even if I'm not a Niners fan, I want to see this matchup. It's going to be a great, great football game. There's things that the Eagles do that I think can be the kryptonite to the 49ers. And that doesn't mean it's going to work. That doesn't mean the Niners are a great team too. That doesn't mean the Niners can't get past it. Let me start on offense, the couple things. The couple things I'm worried about. The Niners have had a tough time with number one receivers lately, right? Devontae Adams had a huge game. We talked about this last show. DK Metcalf had a huge game. CeeDee Lamb put up huge numbers. Now, A.J. Brown set career highs in receiving yards, touchdowns, and receiving yards over expected on vertical routes in 2022 when he was the main target. Niners allowed 1,248 yards on vertical routes this season, which was the fifth most in the NFL. So I'm going to ask you guys this question, because I'm going to play like Nervous Nelly here. Those other three guys that I mentioned, who else on their team scares you catching the ball? On the Raiders, the Seahawks, and the Cowboys. The answer is probably going to be no one.
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett ain't Tyler Lockett anymore. Noah Brown and Michael Gallup don't scare you. Hunter Renfrow had an awful season. Matt Collins doesn't scare you, right? So it was kind of like one guy. So it scares me about this game. I'm just getting my worries out there. If A.J. Brown is healthy and he does have a big kind of game, well, the Eagles have more dudes. The Eagles have Devontae Smith. The Eagles have Dallas Goedert. What's it? Watkins is the other one. I think his name is. That's there.
Quez.
You don't like that?
Yeah.
Quez Watkins.
No, I was going to say, I don't think they have more dudes. I don't think that's fair.
I don't think they have more dudes.
Oh, then not the Cowboys.
Then Seattle. And then teams that have thrown on the Niners, they have more dudes. So that worries me a little bit. And the other thing that worries me is we've seen mobile QBs kind of give the Niners problems at times. Now, Jared Stidham did it, but I don't think the Niners expected Jared Stidham to run. So I don't think they were worried about rushing lanes necessarily in that game. Hurts can be an issue with that. He can extend some plays, and that worries me a little bit too. Now, Hurts said today, they asked him about his arm, and he was kind of like, well, it kind of is what it is. Like, he implied that it wasn't healthy. So that's something there. And also, Jalen Hurts is pretty bad at cover three. In terms of his QB efficiency, and the Niners ran cover three on 35% of their plays, the seventh highest in the league. So maybe that balances out. But why is Al worried? The Eagles have a lot of dudes, more dudes than the Cowboys and teams that we've seen the Niners play recently, and Hurts can run. So they're going to need their guys to really, really step up in this game. And we talked about Nick Bosa not having a sack in the last two games. He hasn't gone three games since his rookie year without having a sack. And I think he's going to have a big game this week. I really do. I think he's going to have like a two sack type game. But that is why I'm concerned on the defensive side of the ball for the Niners, because I think there is some kryptonite there with the Eagles that can cause issues.
I mean, you're not wrong, right? What we've talked about it before. What is the kryptonite to this 49ers defense? And lately it has been two things: mobile quarterbacks and stud wide receiver ones. And the Eagles have both, right? AJ Brown was a problem for this 49ers defense last season against the Titans. And he's got a better quarterback now than he had in Tennessee. And so that is definitely a concern. This Philadelphia offensive line is one of the better offensive lines in the NFL as well. So another concern there, because the 49ers pass rush hasn't been as effective this in the last, I would say, really kind of four games, including the playoffs. So those are concerns. And I would argue that the one thing that I think 49er fans can look at is just the overall lack of opponent that the Eagles have faced since week 10, right? So since week 10, the Eagles in week 10, they lost to the Commanders, and then they beat the Colts, the Packers, the Titans, the Giants, the Bears. Then they lost to the Cowboys, lost to the Saints, then they beat the Giants, and then they beat the Giants again, right? So in that stretch, they played two playoff teams, one of those being the Giants and the other being the Cowboys, and they lost to the Cowboys. Now, they had their backup quarterback in. I get that. Dallas hung 40 on them. They hung 40 on them. On the flip side, the 49ers played the Chargers, the Cardinals, the Saints, the Dolphins, the Bucks, the Seahawks, the Commanders, the Raiders, the Cardinals, the Seahawks again, and then they played the Cowboys this past week. The 49ers, for all the talk last week about how the 49ers are untested, the Cowboys are tested, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, that didn't rear its head. But genuinely, the Eagles have not been tested outside of that Christmas Eve game since week 10, which is a long time ago. And in week 10, they lost to the Commanders. And why did they lose to the Commanders? Well, because the Commanders ran the ball down their throats to the tune of 152 yards and had 40 minutes of possession to the Eagles' 20 minutes of possession. So to me, the best defense that this 49ers team can put on the field on Sunday is a ball control offense. And they can do it more so than really any other team that this Eagle squad has faced. The other thing that I think is important to note, Lane Johnson, who is the best right tackle in the NFL, it's either a groin tear or an abdominal tear. I can't remember which one. It's one of those two. An abductor. That's what it is. He has an abductor tear. I don't know if you guys watched that game. He looked really compromised against the Giants. The Giants just didn't have anybody to take advantage of that. The 49ers do. I would love to see D'Amico line Bosa up, especially early on, against Johnson over and over and over and over again, and just make Lane Johnson block Nick Bosa until Lane Johnson's abductor can't handle it anymore. Because I think genuinely that could be the case. And then outside of that, Jordan Mailata, their left tackle, Nick Bosa had a hell of a game against him last year. Yep. You know, when they played the Eagles in week two. So Eagles fans, I've gone back and forth with a handful of them on Twitter. Eagles fans are irrationally overconfident for this game. If you were to ask Eagles fans, we might as well not even play this game because they're going to kick the shit out of the 49ers. They're convinced. And it to me, it just it's misplaced because who have they played? Really, nobody in the entire season, right? They haven't really played anybody. The best team that they've played is the Week 15 Dallas Cowboys, and they lost. This is by far and away the best team that the Eagles have faced in since that Cowboys team. Whereas the 49ers have faced a handful of playoff teams prior to coming in and then played the Seahawks and then beat the Cowboys last week. So, and the Eagles had a cakewalk against the Giants. So yes, it concerns me, but like I said, I think this defense combined with the offense that I think Kyle Shanahan's going to throw out there, I think is going to be able to withstand the test, if you will.
So, Al, you know who else had some dudes? The Miami Dolphins had some dudes on offense, and the Niners took them to the woodshed. They absolutely dominated that game, and it was in Levi's Stadium. It was in the regular season, but they've seen teams with offensive weapons, and they've been able to beat them. But the biggest sort of thing for me is that this team is brilliant as a group, and they've gone through a lot this year. They went through a lot last year as well, beat the playoffs, scrambled, won the last game of the season to make the playoffs, went into Dallas against the number one offense and the number, I guess, number one defense and DVOA at the time, and beat them, went into an icy, hostile Lambeau against the NFL's reigning MVP, beat them, and were a couple of plays away from defeating the eventual Super Bowl champions, St. Louis Rams, wherever the Los Angeles Rams. And that's better than the team. There's 11 new starters on this team, and they are better than last year's roster at almost every position. And the ones that aren't better are basically the same guys that were held over from last year. So I read a stat earlier that broke down Jalen Hurts' last seven starts versus Brock Purdy's first seven starts. They're almost identical in terms of statistics, in terms of yards, in terms of touchdowns, in terms of rating. Brock actually had a higher quarterback rating in terms of interceptions thrown. They have been playing identical football in terms of throwing the ball. Obviously, Hurts is more of a running threat, but in terms of throwing it, they have been playing pretty much the exact same game. And I know that some people will say, well, statistics lie, but what you're going to hear and what you've been hearing in the national media and what Eagles fans are saying, they will make you try to think that the Niners have no shot here. And the reality is that it'll be a dogfight because this is the best, like you said, Brian, it's the best team that both teams have faced. But the Niners have a real shot to win this. And I think that the Eagles have not played a team like the 49ers that's going to hit them in the mouth. The way that you beat the Eagles is you run 30 plus times. In their losses, each one of those teams has run anywhere from 35 to 49 times in the game. And the 49 times, that's a little bit egregious. I don't think
that was the Commanders.
Yeah.
That was Washington, correct. So that's the formula is simple, is that you stay committed to the run, and eventually those running lanes open up because the Eagles are not very good at defending the run, especially power running. So let's see what they do. They'll stack the box at the beginning of the game. It'll be very similar to Dallas. Yards will be hard to come by. Brock just doesn't need to do too much. Just keep this game close to the vest. Keep it close in the first half, and then make your move in the second half. Very simple.
Yeah, and Eagles, that's where I think – sorry, Brian. That's where I think the Niners are going to go here. In those games you mentioned, yeah, Washington ran the ball 49 times for 152 yards. So they weren't getting big chunks, but they were just staying with it, pounding the ball. Dallas 31 for 115, New Orleans 35 for 129 in those three losses. So that's the way to go after the Eagles' run defense. It's 21st in DVOA, and they gave up 4.6 yards per carry, which was ninth worst this year in the season. And their last how many games here with the Eagles, have given up since, week 14, 123, 157, 115, 129, 129, and 118 yards on the ground. So I feel like that is where the Niners are going to attack. Like you said, I think they're going to try to really be physical with them and pound the ball. The Eagles can rush the hell out of the passer. They had 70 sacks this year. A lot of that, they have good coverage too, so that was probably part of it. They have four dudes over 11 sacks. They can come at you in a lot of ways. They're deep on that defensive line. So I think the Niners are going to run at them, and I think George Kittle, again, is going to play a big, big role this week in the middle of the field. I think, you know, Eagles don't have great linebackers. I think that's where they can attack them in the passing game. So that's what I would expect to see, is middle of the field running the ball. And I kind of feel like someone like Juwan Jennings is going to have a big game. You know, not 110 yards, that's not what he does, but, you know, three or four big catches in this game that keep the chains moving. Those, I look to him in this game as well.
I saw a stat that the Eagles are bottom third in the league in DVOA against number three wide receivers, which was what Juwan Jennings would be. And the other advantage that the 49ers would have with Jennings on the field is a size advantage. I believe it's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson that is their slot defender, and Juwan Jennings, I think, has probably 6 inches on him. Since week 10, there's really only been one team that they effectively held the running game in check, which incidentally enough was the Tennessee Titans. I believe that was a game that Malik Willis played. They only gave up 87 yards. Every other game, they gave up 100 or more, except for they gave up 99 to the Colts. I'm going to count that as 100. So One game since week 10 that they've not allowed over 100 yards, or really over 105 yards on the ground. And it was interesting. I tweeted out what you said, Al, about their last, 2, 4, 6 games, right? Mm-hmm. With the rushing total, starting with that 123 that they gave up to the Giants. An Eagles fan found that and posted stats which broke out how the Eagles did defending running backs, right? Because of those games, again, it's Giants, Bears, Cowboys, Saints, Giants, right? So three of those games with the Giants and the one with the Bears have a team with a rushing attack that includes the quarterback, right? And so they broke out, if you don't include the quarterback, here's what they did defending the run against running backs. And obviously that's better, because Daniel Jones had a big game against them multiple times, and so did Justin Fields. But they're still giving up almost 4.5 yards of carry to running backs, even when you break that out. And so the other thing that you have to look into is the 49ers, since week 10, have the second-ranked rush offense by DVOA, right? Which goes against, since week 10, the Eagles 17th-ranked by DVOA. 21 for the season, 17 since week 10. I just filtered it from week 10. Kyle Shanahan is looking at this Eagles team, right, that has a very strong defensive line and very strong coverage corners and very poor tackling corners, very poor tackling secondary overall, and very poor linebacking core. I don't know if you guys know this. Kyle Shanahan's really good at attacking teams that have shitty linebackers, and the Eagles do. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but they're undersized, right? And so the Eagles, their pass defense is ranked 6th overall since week 10. I think overall for the season, it's even higher. I want to say it's 1st overall. And that's because Gannon likes to run a lot of sub packages with extra defensive backs on the field. Those defensive backs don't tackle. And if that's what you're going to run, and he largely does, he doesn't change things up very much. He runs what he runs. It's very similar to D'Amico. D'Amico doesn't change it up a ton. There's a lot of yards to be had on the ground with this 49ers offense. And I guarantee Kyle Shanahan's going into this game saying, we're going to run the ball 40 times. And if they can establish the run early, one, it keeps the Eagles offense on the sideline. And two, it opens up the play action game for Brock Purdy, which is where he tends to thrive. And so while this Philadelphia Eagles defensive line is tremendous at sacking the quarterback, I think as long as you can stay out of straight drop back passing game, I think you can neutralize that defensive line. And the other thing is that Dallas defense is better than this Eagles defense. But not only that, it's faster and more athletic than this Eagles defense, even on the defensive line. And so I think you're going to see Kyle Shanahan stretch this team horizontally which I think is going to be a big, a big advantage for the 49ers as well. It's going to be a dogfight. Like I said, these Eagles fans are irrationally overconfident, and I love it. I love that for them, so that I can come back, or Ted, famous receipt puller on 49ers Twitter, king of the receipts, Ted. I was on his show earlier today. Keep that energy, because I am more than willing to admit, as a 49er fan, this is a heavyweight matchup. Like you said, Al, this is going to be a dogfight. There are four. We said this last time. There are four true outcomes, right? One team with a blowout victory, one team with a close, hard fought victory, and then vice versa, the other team with a blowout. I think the two options, the 49er blowout and an Eagles blowout, I think that's off the table. I think this game is going to come down to probably the very end. And I think I like the 49ers chances, just because it's strength on strength. And I think our strength is better than their strength. I'm not overly confident. There is a victory in there to be had. There definitely is.
Yeah. Really quickly, to your point, Brian, about Kyle attacking linebackers, remember Blake Martinez when he was with Green Bay and then when he was with the Giants as well?
Oh, yeah.
He was Kyle's target. Kyle bullied him. Kyle bullied him hard.
Yeah.
And yes. I can see that same sort of thing happening here. Also, fun little stat from Rohit Kanan on Twitter, 49ers Twitter. The 49ers are 26-4 since 2019 when they rushed for 150-plus yards in a game. And in that same time span, they are 7-0 when they rush for 200-plus yards in a game. So 40-plus rushes is what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
One other thing I alluded to earlier, and I didn't follow up with one thing that I wanted to. Hurts in that game, the divisional game, he didn't look like he wanted to get hit to me.
He did not at all. I agree with you,
Al. And that, from what he said today, and I don't have the exact quote, but he just alluded to, like, I'm as good as I'm going to be. It is what it is. I got to play. He does worry me like crazy running, but if he gets popped a couple times early, might be a little hesitant because he is not healthy. And everybody that's talking right now, the quarterback difference and everything else, I don't think the Eagles have a healthy quarterback. So
they're not
that
taking
is,
that into account at all.
Yeah, I don't think people are. So that is the one thing. And I don't know if AJ Brown's healthy either. He hurt his hamstring, wasn't it, that he hurt? So they're a little banged in the places where they can hurt the Niners. And I'm a worrier, so I am worried about it. But those two dudes, I don't know that they're 100% healthy, especially Hurts. If his shoulder is not right and he doesn't want to take hits, that takes a lot out of their offense. And, Gainwell and Miles Sanders are not going to run for 200 yards on the Niners like they did on the Giants. It's not going to happen. So that gets taken out. I know the Eagles' offensive line is terrific, but they're not going to run. There's been two dudes who've hit 100 yards under D'Amico Ryans. That's it. That's it in 2 years. So they're not going to run like that. Hurts is going to have to make plays with his arms. So that could be something that I don't feel like anybody's really talking about that can make a difference in this game if they're truly not healthy. But look, man, I think it's going to be, I keep saying it, a heavyweight fight. It's going to be an awesome game. My head is kind of telling me the Eagles, but I'm not going with my head today. I'm going with my heart, and I'm going to say the Niners. I'm going to say 27-23-ish in that range. Niners are going to go to the Super Bowl. That's what I think.
I just want to hit on that real quick, Al. The Giants have the 32nd ranked run defense in DVOA. So yeah, Gainwell and Sanders aren't going to find the same kind of success against this 49ers defense at all. Zane, you got a prediction for us?
Yeah. Also, the only team strength of schedule, right? The argument of, oh, the Niners haven't played anybody. The only team with the worst strength of schedule than the Niners, the Philadelphia Eagles. So, there you go. I'm going to be doing a victory podcast on Monday. Okay. So that's what I decided, is that I will be doing a victory podcast. I will be doing the intro for that. And you're going to see this face and hear this voice on that victory podcast doing the intro. And the Niners are going to win. They're going to win 24-21. I don't think there'll be a lot of points scored in this game because both of these teams, like the Niners are going to play keep away. They're going to shorten this game. And the yards are going to be hard to come by for both teams. So I feel like it'll be a very similar sort of feel to Dallas, but I feel like everybody is underestimating how good this 49ers team is, and everybody's underestimating how good Brock Purdy is and the impact that he's been able to make. So Niners are going to win this. We will be talking about a Super Bowl berth against, I hope, Cincinnati. We'll see. Or KC. I don't know, but we'll see. I don't care. But the Niners are going to win this game.
I love it. I was on a different YouTube show earlier today, and they got a prediction. And I picked a 49ers victory. I've done it every week, right? I gotta stay consistent. And I genuinely believe that they will win this game. You know, like I said, I think Eagles fans are irrationally overconfident. I agree that I don't think this Eagles defense is as good as that Cowboys defense. And so I expect the 49ers offense to score more than they did against the Cowboys. I think this Eagles offense is probably a little bit more dynamic than that Cowboys offense. And so I think they'll score a little bit more than the Cowboys did as well. I'm not even going to say a little bit more. I think they'll score significantly more. I think they're going to double up that Cowboys score. But I think it's going to come down to, I think Robbie Gould is going to send us to the Super Bowl. I really do. I think the 49ers are going to have a game-winning drive, and Robbie Gould is going to kick the game winner to send San Francisco to the Super Bowl with a final score of the 49ers 27, Eagles 24.
I mean, if you get enough kicks at the can, you're going to make it at some point, right? And people will point to the Bills and be like, oh, they went to four straight. They went, I mean, it was a different NFL back then, right? Where teams were regularly like going every year. It was a much different league. And if you give yourself enough shots at it, eventually one's going to pan out just by dumb luck, or something's going to go your way, or that is exactly what happened with Kansas City. They added Mahomes, but like they were close for several years, and all it took was a quarterback taking them over the top. And I think the same thing will happen with the Niners this year.
Well, the most recent five have ended in absolutely excruciating fashion. Like it couldn't have been any more painful. So let's hope, yeah, law of averages that it's that it gets a little bit better here. So we'll see. Yeah. But yeah, listen, man, guys, fans, just enjoy it. Let's go. Let's get to the Super Bowl. Let's do it. And yeah, we can't wait to break it all down. If we could talk about the Super Bowl for the next 2 weeks, man, we'll have guests on here and just break it all down. It'll be awesome. So that's what I'm hoping for. Hopefully we'll get there. So for Brian and Zane, I'm out.
Later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.